USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. Gabriel Sterling is the Georgia Election Implementation Manager, and he tells CNN that while he stands by the results of the recount by his office, President Trump's campaign has every right to seek legal remedies in the election.
They have every legal right to go to court. As we saw today, they've gone to court twice in Georgia. I think one, they pulled the lawsuit, and one was dismissed today by a Trump-appointed judge. So they have legal remedies. They have due process. We are a nation of laws, not of men. They have every legal right to present evidence.
The Trump campaign's legal team said earlier on Thursday they would file a suit in Georgia on Friday over the signature verification process for absentee ballots. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The Centers for Disease Control is asking Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The CDC said Thursday that the reasoning for the new guideline was the 1 million new cases of coronavirus in the last week. The agency says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. There have been many questions about those vaccines and whether they're being rushed to the market. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that isn't an issue. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says the speed with which these vaccines were developed is a testament to the technologies being used.
Was this too fast? Is it really safe? And is it really efficacious? The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. It was a reflection of the extraordinary scientific advances in these types of vaccines, which allowed us to do things in months that actually took years before.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's governor says his state will be ready to deploy a coronavirus vaccine when one receives approval. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Legendary college football head coach Lou Holtz has announced he's tested positive for the coronavirus. The 83-year-old College Football Hall of Famer says he's currently recovering from the virus. Holtz led Notre Dame to its last national championship in 1988 and spent 33 seasons in the college coaching ranks, retiring in 2004. And while Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, one thing will still be consistent: Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.